Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klam and Bob, Simon Hay, and we're talking about the Lach of benching on the Kais. So we spoke about Chamar Medina, and the Chayodim's, and the Mishabur's Lashon is that a person should bench on a Kais, and if the wine is unavailable, he should bench on a cup of Chamar Medina. The question is, Mishabur comes, it seems to come out very clearly that a person should do that, especially if yain is available, that a person should be benching on a Kais. And nowadays, we don't seem to be doing that. Baruch HaShulchan mentions that the Minigar Olam is not the bench on a Kais, but some people are Medatik and Shabbos and Yom Tov to do so when there's Zimun. So that's the middle Shita, that you're the only Mechuyiv to bench on a Kais when you have a Mezuman. And that seems to be, even the Mishabur only seems to be Mechayiv to do so when you have Zimun. So Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha says a fascinating idea. So remember that the opinion of the Rif is that there's no chiyuv to bench on a kais, and the Rambam as well. So for generations, Klal Yisrael would live in places where wine was not available. In Northern Europe, grapes were not available. Grapes grew in the more moderate climate around the Mediterranean basin, but not in Northern Europe. Or in France, in certain areas, because it's near the Atlantic, etc. So they were able to, but you go inland in Germany and Poland and Russia, they made wine out of raisins because they couldn't make wine out of grapes. They would raisins, take the grapes and dry them, and then you could transport them, and people would make wine out of it by cooking the raisins in the water, etc. It wasn't a very chosh of a drink. And they used that for Kiddush. So he said, because that was so, it became Nog and Klal Yisrael to rely on the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that not to mention a Kais. So therefore, even though nowadays we are in a place where wine is available, this has become the Psak and Klal Yisrael, that we do so. And if a person is not Mechuyev, he paskins, this is in Yerdei Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Beis, Ois Gimel. So Moshe passes that the person is not mechuyev to bench on a kais, even though it definitely is a milah. There's not a chiyev, even if a person is benching with 10 people, there's not a chiyev to do so. And he explains, this is the explanation that he gives, that it is difficult to understand what exactly that means, that we made a psak because of a situation, because as the Chayadim points out, that when yain wasn't available, you could bench on Chamar Medina. And they definitely had Chamar Medina. So why were they being noyig like this? Were they being noyig like this? And why were they being noyig like this? So it's Neman to me that Rav Moshe says that they were noyig like that. But the question is, the way the Mishabur presents and the Chayadim presents, that they should have been noyig to bench on a Kais, on Chamar Medina. So it's difficult to understand exactly this explanation that Rav Moshe says, but that's how Rav Moshe understands it. So now, Rav Moshe points out that a person does bench on a kais, because we're understanding that it's not a halacha of a chiyuv, it's going to go into the question of a neder. A person is noig on hagatoivo. If a person does something because he believes that's the halacha, so then, and he finds out that's not the halacha, there's no issue of a neder. He wasn't doing it to try to make a neder. He was doing it because that's what he believes the halacha is. But a person knows that the halacha is not so. He does it anyway. That's called an haga toivu. And a person does an haga toivu 3 times, it becomes a binding neder. He would be mechuyev every time to make sure that he does so. And that sometimes people forget, whatever reasons. It would be difficult to understand why only Afkan Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you bench with mezuman during the week. And therefore, Moshe says it's important to speak out that you're doing it bli neder, not to get trapped into the issue of not keeping your nedarim, which we see obviously Yom and the Roim. We realize that that's not a good idea. We're very makbid on that issue. So a person should be careful to say that he's doing it bli neder when he starts to undertake such a thing. So lamais, it seems to be that the Aruch HaShulchan, for example, says that even though it was where yain is available, it's royal chol yorei Hashem levorach al kais, especially when there's a situation of zimun. And he says that people who can afford to have wine nowadays on a regular basis, which many people nowadays do have wine with their meals, that they should have wine during the meal and not bench on a kais does not seem to be appropriate. And that would be true even during the weekdays, not only on Shabbos, but at least on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person should try and undertake the Hanhaga Taifa of benching on a kais. You have wine on the table, a person during the Yom Tov for sure, a person supposed to have wine during the meal, and that a person should then not bench on a kais would seem to be inappropriate. In a case where wine is not available, so Mikra, then a person could use Chamer Medina for the purpose of benching on a kais. And one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim wrote a kuntras about this. This is about from 100 years ago, where he says that he saw by Gedolim that that's what they did. They would bench on a kais of Chamer Medina. Definitely something I would not recommend doing. It's considered, it's not the minhag Yisrael to do like that. But to mention a kais, I think, is appropriate to do halacha l'maisa. Have a good day.